जय राधमा भव कुंज बिहारे,
The following is a lecture by His Holiness Gopala Krishna Goswami Maharaj on the topic How to Get Lord Jagannath's Mercy, delivered on 4th of
July 2016. भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय हाय कृष्णा
इंडिया It's like when you go on for 7 or 8 hours. But this is a very sweet Rath Yatra, and the crowd were just appreciating devotees' enthusiasm, and everyone had darshan on Lord Jagannath. Not only did they have darshan on Lord Jagannath, they also had Jagannath Prasad.
Yes,
very good. Usually, Americans are very skeptical when you offer them something on the road. But today I saw that we were all asking for it. And if we had more prasad, we could have easily distributed it. So this was a very nice Rathyatra. And there were several highlights to this Rathyatra. One of the highlights was, this was a brand new chariot. I want to offer special thanks to Kamalananda Prabhu. Kamalananda Prabhu is a Prabhupada disciple when we initiated.
71.
He was initiated by Prabhupada, in 1971, and he lived in Boise with his wife. And it was his efforts that resulted in a brand new chariot. How long do you think the chariot will last? In Jagannath Puri, they have a new chariot every And I also want to thank another first this year was the Rath for Children. This was due to the efforts of Kamadhyaji. Both of you should stand up so everyone can see both of you. And Rath Yatra was successful because of the enthusiasm of the devotees. So this Rath Yatra, as you probably know, is a very, very ancient festival. As some of you may know, this year we're celebrating the Golden Jubilee of ISKCON Incorporation. Last year we celebrated the Golden Jubilee of Prabhupada's departure from India. And next year, 2017, is going to be the Golden Jubilee of one other occasion. Who knows what? The first Rath Yatra held in ISKCON. The first Rath first Rath Yatra was held at ISKCON in 1967 in San Francisco. Prabhupada gave San Francisco another name, New Jagannath Puri. In America, he saw in America there were cities like New York, New Orleans, New Jersey, what else?
New Mexico.
So Prabhupada said, we can have New Jersey, New Orleans, New York, why not New Vrindavan? Then he made New Vrindavan. Some places he made New Talabad. Some places he made New Jagannath Puri. So Prabhupada imported Vedic culture into every corner of the globe. So in 1967, one of Prabhupada's disciples, Malati Dasi, had gone to an Indian boutique in Frisco, and I believe the name was Cost Plus. So there she saw some dolls. Actually, they were Jagannath Devi's, but she thought they were Indian dolls, lying in three separate compartments. One was Jagannath, she had no idea what they were. She just, out of curiosity, purchased one of the three, I don't remember which one, and took it to Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada, I found this doll in an Indian store. Prabhupada saw the doll, placed it on his table, and bowed down. And Prabhupada said, this is not a doll. This is Lord of the Universe. Go back and see if they were companions. She went back to the store. She saw it was Balaram Subhadra Sudarshan. She purchased all of this. And she brought the whole set to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada placed all three on his table and explained the whole story of Lord Jagannath. It's a long story, how Lord Jagannath came into existence. Thousands of years ago, there was a pious king called King Indradumna. Very pious. One day, a Brahmin ran into his palace and said, "O king, the Lord has manifested himself and Neel Madhav, and if you have darshan of him, you'll be extremely satisfied." The king had never heard of Neel Madhav. He called all the Brahmanas and said, "Are any of you aware that there's a deity by the name of Neel Madhav?" They all said, "We've never heard of that." Anyway, the king was very pious. He sent his Brahmanas to every corner of the globe to look for Neel Madhav. All the Brahmanas came back without much success. One Brahmana didn't come back. His name was Vidyapati. It's a long story. I'll just give you the highlights. This Vidyapati eventually succeeded in tracing Neel Madhav. So he went back to the king and said, "I found Neel Madhav." The king was very happy. The king, along with his army, came to the location where Neel Madhav was. But when they came there, the deity wasn't there. The deity of Neel Madhav had disappeared. The king thought Vishwasu, a low caste individual, was worshipping the deities, was responsible. Vasuki had him arrested. But then a divine voice said, "I will not be present as Neel Madhav anymore. I will not be present as in a wooden form known as Daru Brahman. And they will be a log of wood floating in the water, and you can lift that log of wood and make a form of the Lord. So the king went back over there to take the log of wood. The log of wood was there, but it was so heavy, not only the king, the whole army put together could not lift it. So the king was very depressed. Now I found the log of wood, but not, I can't lift it. Then the divine voice said, please bring the devotees of the Lord, Vidyapati and Vishwasu. So with their help, the king carried the log of wood into his house, into his palace. Various sculptors were invited by the king to carve a form of the Lord. They would just touch the log of wood and the instruments would break. And the king was very devastated. Then an old man came to the palace and said, O king, I will make a form of the Lord, but on one condition, for 21 days I shall be left alone. If somebody comes in, I'm going to walk out. That old man was the incarnation of Vishwakarma. You know who Vishwakarma is? He's the architect of the demigods. So the king said, the king asked him to make a form of the Lord. The sculptor started making the form of the Lord. Tick, 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 tick. And the king had his ears glued to the door. He was listening to the tick, 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 anxiously waiting for 21 days to be over so he could see Neel Madhav manifesting in a wooden form. But after 15 days, the tick, tick, tick stopped, and it gave the king great concern. The king consulted his minister. What shall I do? The minister said, don't go in. If you go in, the sculptor will leave. And the king's wife, Kundicha, said, no, maybe he's dead. He hasn't taken any water or food for 15 days. So they opened the door. And as soon as they opened the door, the sculptor disappeared. And what the king saw was this form of Lord Jagannath that he sees. Initially, the king was in a state of shock. He was lamenting, why did I come in? Because I came in, the sculptor is gone. But then, Narada Muni appeared on the scene. Narada Muni said, now, this form of the Lord is genuine. And then, this form of the Lord was installed in the famous temple of Lord Jagannath in Jagannath Puri. So this Rath Yatra that was performed is being performed all over the world. Srila Prabhupada gave great attention to this festival. When Prabhupada was only 7 years old, he would organize the Rath Yatra. And it became so popular that Prabhupada's father's friends would say, God, one day you organized a Rath Yatra and you did not call us. And Prabhupada's father would say, that was for children, organized by my son. The Prabhupada gave great value to Rath Yatra. And today, due to ISKCON's efforts, this Rath Yatra has been organized in more than 200 cities of the world. ISKCON does Rath Yatra every year in more than 200 cities of the world. in Russia, we have a doctor devotee who makes Jagannath deities over there, big size. And if you see those deities, you won't be able to say, I made in Russia. So Lord Jagannath is extremely kind. All of you who participated in the Rath Yatra today are very fortunate. Why are they fortunate, Allah? Why? Because you pull Lord Jagannath, you dance for his pleasure, you sang for his pleasure, and you have prasad for his pleasure. In the very ancient festival. And it is said that sometimes people think, if I take part in Rath Yatra, then I'm just going back to God and all my sins are dried up. But it's not so easy. When you take part in a Rath Yatra, it signals the commencement of your spiritual life. It means that now, if I continue to chant the holy name that you chant in the Rath Yatra, then I'll make progress and eventually have love of God. So thank you very much. We are grateful to Ananda Rupa, Shivas and all the devotees for taking the lead. You're carrying on the Rath Yatra in Boydus for how many years?
28 years.
So since 28 years, the people of Boise are getting exposed to Lord Jagannath and hearing the voice. That's a pretty good achievement. So thank you very much. And Lord Jagannath permanently resides in Jagannath Puri, but he also resides permanently in Boise. Equally powerful everywhere. It's not that in one location he's more powerful than others. So if you want Lord Jagannath's mercy, come to the temple regularly, bow down in front of the deity, and get their mercy. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna. She was getting ready for all of you.
Thank you for listening to His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. For more information, please visit zkgoswami.com.